God, I feel like I've been missing him lately. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's just tired and.
I'm feeling well today, so it's a good day. Working from home.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, no worries. Well, look, first of all, I always like to start these calls with your agenda first. So, let's talk about your agenda, what's on your minds, and what are you struggling with? What are you succeeding? Where are you succeeding? And where do you think you might need some help? Let's start with that, okay, Jim?
Okay.
All right. And you all can chime in on this.
Okay.
Okay. Who's going first?
Well, this is Tammy.
Okay, Tammy.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. And I'll give you guys a little update. I had a little bit of a kind of a struggle a little bit. My wife passed away on the 3rd of September. So I'm down in San Diego making some arrangements for her funeral. So
Oh no.
if I fade in and out in terms of my energy, please let me know, okay?
My condolences, Curtis. Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was a 3-year struggle with cancer that finally, culminated in her passing. And boy, it was 3 years of courage and a hard fight and a battle. And she was just a very, very strong individual throughout. So I appreciate the condolences.
How
But
old
I
was
had
she?
you guys on the calendar. She was 61.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
Young.
very young, very beautiful young lady too. So that's what we got going on with the family. But I got a lot of support and a lot of family pitching in and helping. So that kind of helps a lot.
Yeah,
So
that's a big
I
help.
hate to be the purveyor of that kind of news. I don't want to put a damper on our call, but you asked how I was doing, and so I threw out my little honesty with you.
Glad you did.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for sharing. So anyway, we're going back to business, and Tammy, you've got some feedback for me.
Yes, so we can start with the whole supernova process, I guess.
Okay.
The once a month touch to each
Yes.
client by Dan is going to be too much for him. So we're just
Once per month.
trying to come up with a supernova like process that will work for our office and our clients.
Sure. Okay,
That's what we're
now
trying to
are you throwing that in a form of a question, or how do you want to address that?
I'm just keeping you informed.
Okay, all right. So he's struggling with that a little bit, and so kind of tell me how he's struggling. Is it the scheduling? Is it too many clients? Are they rejecting the overture of the monthly call? What's going on? Help me drill down a little bit.
He wants to focus on getting new blood and new clients and
Okay.
doesn't want to be bogged down with the service end of it.
Okay.
Well, and
All
I'm
right.
just going to jump, Curtis. See, he
Sure.
says service end of it, I think, and Tammy, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I know, Tammy, you're never wrong. She's referring
Okay.
to just kind of normal reviews
Okay.
versus reviews that have an action in them.
Right.
So talking about doing some reallocating some money to a new annuity we're using, Getting some clients in, existing clients with this, some money available, things like 401k in-service withdrawals for some clients, working clients that just turned 59 and a half.
Right.
Things like that. So he's okay. More interested in that right now in terms of just, you know, calling somebody, making a, you know, a check-in call or a, you know, a phone review or an in-office, you know, review where the client's been here for an hour and it's 45 minutes of, you know, shooting the breeze and a couple minutes going over, you know, how their accounts are doing and blah, blah, blah. So.
Okay.
Getting a little bit tired with that, but he's also, I don't think I'm spilling any beans here. Health-wise, he's a little tired in general. It's always something going on with him health-wise, you know, nothing too serious, but
okay. It
seems to be one thing after another, and it's just, it's been wearing him down to the point where he came in on, what was it, Monday, and he's, you know, said he had a discussion with his wife, Amy, over the weekend about, you know, maybe even just selling the business.
Okay.
Buy a house and just, you know.
Okay.
Being done with it and walking off to, but he said
walking
that,
off
you know,
into the sunset.
Before when he gets, you know, run down with stuff and overwhelmed between work and home and the kids and, so nothing really new there, but that's where he is mentally and physically, I think.
I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate you sharing that. You know, let me give you some feedback on this one point, because you've given me a lot, and I want to come back to any of the other issues. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the health, okay? And energy, work, home, kids. Okay. Flat out, it's a lot to handle for anybody, right? In our business in particular, it's, you know, we've got, you know, the constant volatility of the markets. We've got all these external factors to deal with. On top of that, we got whatever's going on at home and health. Now, let me, what's that? Throw a what in there?
A deal change and an office move.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, so you got to be a little worn down. Now, I know he took some time off during the summer. And I think what we've got to do is we've got to start thinking about how do we organize ourselves so we can keep the energy going without overworking ourselves. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that can help me address that issue. First of all, does he have time to work out fitness-wise? Is that on the schedule?
He does, and he finds that time in the morning, and he's pretty good about that, getting to the gym.
Okay. Okay, so he's getting, you know, 4 or 5 days in a week?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, so that part is going pretty good. So you get an exercise. Next thing is, like, the diet. Now, I'm one to talk because I just went through cardiac rehab from basically the 25th of April up until 3 weeks ago, working out 3 days a week, right? And having them put monitors on my blood pressure and doing all of that stuff. So what I'm saying is that that's only the one half of it. I had to throw some meditation in there. And here's something I'll share with you. When I threw in 10 minutes of meditation, just shutting everything out, my blood pressure dropped 10 points. I kid you not. 10 points. The other thing I did is I shifted to a natural carb diet and reduced the amount of red meat, sodium, and sugar, anything that can be converted to sugar. Now, we talk about this earlier in Supernova, but we don't, you know, we don't drill down in depth unless somebody brings it up. So that's the thing that gives you energy, okay? So that's that phase of it. Any kind of questions on that? I mean, you're going to have, like, you know, this talk with Dan, where you say, hey, Dan, maybe, you know, you should really talk to Curtis about, you know, getting back your energy and the things that are, you know, causing you to really be tired. Okay, so that's one aspect. And, you know, we got Jim Lehrer, who I used to bring him in to speak to my entire office when I was down in Florida about healthy eating, living, getting the diet and the exercise regimen. So that's part of it. So important. People say diet and exercise, but they never say what type of exercise should you be doing and what type of diet should you be on. Okay.
He's good with that stuff.
So, is he? Okay.
And he recently, yeah, a few weeks back, at the urging of his personal coach, I was in on that phone call. He's friendly with this woman at the Y, who's a registered dietitian or nutritionist, I forget which. But he hired her, not so much to give him, you know, a menu of what to eat, because he knows what he should be eating, what he shouldn't be eating.
Sure. Sure.
But more for accountability, I think, every month to check in with her.
Okay.
So, I mean, nobody's more
aware of
his health than Dan is, and he's very proactive.
Okay.
You know, with his diet, with his type 2 diabetes, with working out, with going to a doctor. You know, he's not one of these guys who doesn't feel well, doesn't go see a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, he's right off to the doctor.
I just have found, yeah, and that's great. I just found from personal experience, it's the carbs, you know, that really start to get you as you get older and your metabolism slows down. So, you know, things have to be adjusted for that. Now let's go back to the work, and you know, if there's aspects of work that are also making him tired. How many client relationships, households, is he personally managing right now?
Give me 1 minute and I can tell you.
Okay.
About
83. Okay, so that's about right. Okay. So he's got the right number of households, and that is about the work ethic. So now, if we looked at roughly 20 production days in a month, 256 production days in a year, right? So some months might have 25, but you're going to have roughly 20. Now, if I divide that by just 80, that means he's making 4 outgoing calls a day. Now, these calls should last approximately 15 to 20 minutes. And agendas should go out. So he should know what he's going to talk about, what he's going to discuss, what the next steps are, and setting up the next call. So that when these folks are scheduled, it's not like a scheduled call with nothing relevant and important to talk about. Okay? So now let's kind of back that out and drill down. Do each client have an agenda prior to the call?
No, not always.
Okay. So that means that you're going to call someone and it becomes kind of a transactional call, meaning we're going to poke around and see if there's anything relevant that they want to talk about and maybe tell them that everything is okay. Okay? So what we have to do is start crafting very brief agendas for each call. These are sent out by Tammy. The schedule is conducted by Tammy. Now, so if you said that on a given day, four of the calls are touch-base calls lasting 15 to 20 minutes, I'm going to just round out and say if they lasted an hour times four, okay, that's 120 minutes of client contact per day, right? Now, so what I'm saying is if the agendas can prompt the call, then he comes in, the folders are on his desk, the clients are in the schedule, and he knows what he's going to talk about because he's got the folder and the agenda or the next steps in front of him. Now, I'm going to submit to you, at least I don't think so, that if he had 120 minutes worth of calls per day with, let's just call it 15 or 20 minutes in between calls, that he should be fine. So if I added an extra 15 minutes between calls and there's four of them, I'm going to free up an hour of kind of free time, okay? Where I can stand up, walk around, you know, and look at my folder for the next call, right? Okay, so now we're helping him manage his time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to jump in. The way Dan's handling that, other than we've been talking about, with those phone calls,
okay,
you know, not the two reviews, but the other phone calls,
touch base calls.
Yeah. Is having myself and Tammy do them, but how he's been handling them now is, you know, he'll do them all on Mondays. He'll just make the calls. If somebody's not there, he'll leave a message. If they get back, they get back. If they pick up the phone, he does his little check-in call. Maybe he's got something for them to talk about, you know, based off the going through their mini-me folder.
Right.
What they're doing, instead of spacing it out, he likes to work it. So it's all done, and if there's nothing else going on or nothing else we need him for in the office, he's just going home early.
Okay.
He's signed up. He's coaching one of his son's football teams at school. So,
okay.
Got that.
Well, that's good.
Getting him out of the office. So,
what time is allocated for working the referral program and client acquisition? What time is devoted to using the tools that have been coached over, you know, the client acquisition process? Are we allocating 2 days? Are we devoting 2 half days per week to client referrals? using the VPSA model, for example, to get new relationships. What do you think?
We aren't really following it to a T. But
okay, I understand. It takes a while to kind of get this stuff, you know?
Yeah, so, you know what the thing? It's like some clients we feel need it and some clients we feel don't.
Okay.
So I think it's going to have to be up to me to kind of figure that out, which...
Okay, so part of it is, let's go back, you're looking at the client screens, the reasons for keeping a client, you're looking at the targets, you're looking at your minimums, right?
Yep.
So where you all have to be on the same page is helping him manage the process. Now, if he's able to double his business, okay, over the next 12 to 18 months, what's in it for you guys, the rest of the team?
Right.
Okay.
It remains to be seen, but
good question. We'd like to
okay.
know.
Okay. Then I think the team...
Boats all boats, so...
Yeah, so I think the team has to have a huddle-up session, weekly meeting, and say, hey, Dan, if we can help you double your business over the next 12 to 18 months, how would you feel about that? And I'd like you to think about how we can participate in that growth. Okay? Because he doesn't want to, you know, just work and there's no incentive for you guys to continuously become more efficient, so the team is working together. So here's what you got to do. You write these down as objectives. Number one, you got to help Dan manage the process so, one, he doesn't get bored, he doesn't get tired. Okay? He works efficiently. Okay? That's what the team has to do. How do we continuously get that efficiency? All right? Second thing is we gotta get him in a active schedule, because what clients want to know is they want that concierge level service so that they can start referring people and have a reason to refer. There probably ought to be 4 or 5 names from at least 20 relationships. That's 80 prospects, and if they're personal introductions, he's opening up more new relationships than he's got time for. Now, let's kind of think about that. How can we get him to continue to do it, but work the referral arm with some of these calls and create this teamwork scenario so he's got energy, he's not tired, the workflow is good, and that he can spend or block out 2 hours, preferably 3 times a week, but we'll settle for 2, where he's actively engaged in personal introductions with new prospects. How can we together help Dan do that? Because he's the rainmaker.
Correct.
Okay. Now let me keep my mouth shut for a moment, and I want to know how this resonates with you all. Am I on track? Am I listening to the feedback that you're giving me?
Yes, you absolutely are on track.
Okay. All right. What are you thinking, Jim?
Yeah, I'm kind of just thinking. thinking of ways that we can help, and it's kind of tough because, like you said, he is the rainmaker. So I'm not really sure because how we can help. I mean, I have some clients that I'm managing. I haven't really tried that whole VIPSA model yet. I'm just thinking of ways I could start implementing that into my practice.
Okay. All right. So what we've got to do here, Jim, is we've got to, you know, we've got to start executing, reviewing the script so it comes naturally. You should practice, drill, and rehearse with somebody at home, someone in the office, so that it becomes second nature to you.
Right.
So, Rob, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I think it all sounds great. It's obviously bottom line dependent on Dan, but I know we all, you know, the three of us here now do a really good job of what we do, and as far as making us referable, I think we,
right,
you know, as a service team, we do an excellent job with our clients on the service level to, you know, help make us referable, and I know Dan does a great job as an advisor. It's kind of introducing it, you know, the way you're talking about the supernova way.
Right. And there's some flexibility in terms of how you word things and work things. I mean, it's hard to, in 1 year. Yep, go ahead.
And we've been trying some other avenues, too, recently with, you know, with our Verizon people. There's a job action coming up with, you know, with an early retirement offer coming out. So we're getting the word out to our existing clients, to prospects.
Okay.
We're going to be setting up some informational sessions here at the office for people that are interested, trying to get the word out, you know, through Facebook, through a mailing, through the union.
Okay.
Because there's really good potential there to add, you know, 20-25 new people and have, you know, them plus some existing clients, you know, retire, and, you know, you're talking 750 plus average.
Right.
You know, we get a good chance to add 10-15 million bucks before the end of the year, so
Okay. Concentrating
on that.
You know, for about every 10 million that's added to the business, at 80 basis points, that's roughly $80,000 incremental revenue, okay? Roughly. So it's between 80,000 to 100,000 in incremental growth, okay? So a couple of things is we need to rethink the targets a little bit and start going after more affluent people, which will contribute to your growth. So it's the same amount of work to get somebody with $500,000 assets as it is somebody with $2 million, okay? We fully know that. We understand it. The same amount of effort, okay? So you might as well up the ante in terms of who you go after in terms of your niche markets. Okay, no doubt that once you get that client on the books, you guys are service masters. You know, I get that. You're doing a great job with service. But now I have to ask you the question. At the end of the day, here we are in month number 9. How many new relationships have been onboarded this year? What do you think, Tammy?
Onboarded this year?
Yes.
Maybe 10.
We okay.
have some people that were referred to our office that don't have any money here yet, but will
okay.
within the next year.
Okay.
So we're building relationships that always happen, you know, monetarily right away.
Okay. All right. Let's review what we just kind of talked about here. We talked about controlling that schedule so that Dan is got agendas for four people a day. Somebody, I don't know who's responsible for sending out the client agendas of what's going to be talked about or what the monthly focus might be, but we're talking about that. Clients are scheduled because there's something really legitimate to talk about. And then the follow-up and personal introductions, you know, and that's that script I sent out on the VIPSA model, okay? Now, and then on the schedule, if I look at the schedule, there's time where he's getting his workout in. There's time when, you know, he's got lunch appointments. There's prospecting time available. I would start with 2 times a week and try to get it accelerated to 3. Because I think once he has a personal introduction, his close rate is over 90%. Okay.
I'd say that.
And then, yeah. And so we got to get him in front of people. And then the next is raise the target. Because remember, the same amount of effort to get somebody with a couple $1 million or somebody with 500 is about the same. Takes the same number of contacts, but personal introductions are the key. Okay.
Yeah, those are right. You know, definitely worth trying for. Obviously, a little more difficult to come by than, you know, the referrals we're getting through Verizon.
But oh, yeah.
Also, you know, plans that have been, we're going to start at the beginning of the year, only because of the broker-dealer change.
Right.
January.
And that took time. That took time. I mean, you know, that's got to wear you out, just making a wholesale transfer of the entire business to another firm takes a lot of effort. I've onboarded, you know, brokers from other firms in my career, and man, that's the time. I had to put a SWAT team on these new arrivals just to support their efforts in bringing over accounts. So I know that is a tiring process as well. Okay.
Work to do, but what I was going to say is Dan was going to start doing educational workshops this fall, but with the Verizon job action and, you know, the change of BDs, rather than repapering anyone that might come in through an educational class, he's going to stop them, January?
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
So I think there's the chance through those classes, those educational classes, meeting new people.
Sure.
Where the effort to, you know, get a $2 million person, you know, versus a $500,000 person is going to come into play. And also where, you know, maintaining those account minimums is really going to come into play. It's hard.
Okay.
You can't really do that with the Verizon people.
Right.
We want our...
There's
some
boundaries there, yeah.
Yeah,
there's definitely some boundaries there.
Right, so...
Well, you know, I tell you, I think you guys have a focus. Really, this part of the program now is about making these tweaks, you know? In other words, we got the basics down now, and now we're gonna keep tweaking until we got this thing really honed in and running like a well-oiled machine. So one of the things that we came up with today is we said, look, let's let's kind of look at raising our targets. And you have to really study a demographic. Now, you know, there are, you know, I'll tell you, in Florida, where I worked there for a while, if you try to do a seminar at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, you get zero people. Okay? You do a luncheon, you get a room full. These senior citizens down there, they wanted to be home by 4 o'clock in the afternoon because they were heading to their buffets. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a different demographics. Now, I want you to really think about whether or not the $2 million corporate exec or the folks that have that kind of wealth, those affluent individuals, if they would come to an educational session. What I've found is that when you have, maybe four tables, hold a meeting at a country club or something that's got a brand, you can invite affluent people to those kinds of things that are special. But typically, they don't want to be in with, you know, the guy that's in there that's got 100,000 in there, you know, because they're in there to meet people like themselves, right? So I'd like you to think about that as you start to raise your targets. Okay. Let's talk about, before we close, because, you know, I know you've got plenty of work to do. We are still trying to construct this business plan, and I would like you to continue to keep focusing and honing in on what that strategy ought to look like. But I wanted to address your immediate needs today. So to summarize, what do you think we got out of this session? What did we value in this conversation today that may have resonated with you? Who'd like to go first? Tammy, why don't you go first? You like to go first.
I like the fact that we need to get with Dan and do that huddle session that you suggested. Yeah. I think it's very important to have goals and for us all to know what we're going to be receiving, I guess.
Right. Yeah, if you hit certain thresholds and benchmarks. Right. Okay.
I got
excellent.
Yeah,
okay.
Tammy just took the word out of my mouth. I should have went first.
Okay.
I'm going to circle back around to the Vesper and getting Dan more serious about following through with that.
Okay. What about Jim? What are you thinking? What did you value?
I'd say that's similar. Just we need to set goals better. We haven't really sat down and talked about goals for.
Yeah.
It's been a little while though. Like what we actually want to attain.
Okay.
I think just following through with the service plan, because it's kind of starting to get away with us, especially in September.
Yep. Yeah.
There hasn't really been that many service calls or meetings.
Okay. So, good. So what I saw here, one was transforming service, because you're doing service, but service that leads to key relationships.
Right.
Personal introductions. And raising your targets and helping Dan free up time to manage the process. Okay? Meaning, really work that schedule, Tammy. Own it. Own the schedule.
Okay.
All right. So I think you guys, this was a good call today. I'm glad you brought those things out. And look, some of this stuff just does not end. It's perpetual. We may have to talk about some of these items several times, and new things will emerge. So think about that prior to our next call. That business plan is a good way to begin to establish some of the goals and action items for the practice. Okay. All righty. Well, look, that's it. Any other questions for me?
No, just, you know, best of luck with everything, Curtis. Again, just, you know, my condolences. Very, very sorry to hear that.
Oh, man, it's I'll just tell you this. Maybe one of the most, it is the most gut-wrenching thing I've ever gone through. Okay? I can't tell you what the loss is, the loss of your best friend, a mother, a sister, an aunt. And, you know, I'm getting, you know, I used to work at Merrill, so I've been getting calls and emails and text messages from around the country, from all of the, you know, I moved 8 times, so I had a bunch of moves, and we, my wife was very intimately involved in the hosting of parties and being a part of everything, and so so this one's going to be tough. I'm going to take it one day at a time and maintain my energy as she would want me to. She was very concerned that I would be okay. But I will tell you, it's supposed to be tough and not easy. So I accept it. And, you know, I will look to try to move, you know, forward under the difficult circumstances. So I appreciate, you know, your messages, your thoughts. It goes a long way. Definitely appreciate it.
These things always put everything else into perspective. So,
boy, they do. What's really important to you?
Really important, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, you guys take care, all right?
Too,
I'll be chatting with you next time. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.